from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right, well, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad that you have decided to hang out with us over the next 3 hours, and we have some great guests coming your way. By the way, our good friend Sarah Carter is going to be here. She'll be weighing in on the impeachment trial of President Trump, which is just getting underway. Now the president's attorneys will hopefully present a solid defense of the president. And we're going to be keeping close tabs on that throughout today's program. The big story, though, I want to start out with. A lot of people are talking about Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador, the former governor of South Carolina, and many people in the Republican world believe that she just very well may be a viable candidate for president of the United States in 2024. And she is making some mighty big headlines today with an interview she did for Politico magazine. And this interview was published earlier this morning. We have excerpts available for you over on our website, toddstarnes.com. But I want to get your thoughts and your opinion about the things Nikki Haley said. The news nugget is that Nikki Haley has now broken ties with Donald Trump. And she is not only rebuking President Trump, but she has completely separated herself from the former president. And she says the entire Republican Party should follow her example. And I want to read some of these quotes to you. She says, "We need to acknowledge that Donald Trump let us down. He went down a path he should not have, and we should not have followed him, and we should not have listened to him, and we can't let that ever happen again." Now, these are some pretty loaded comments. She was also very upset because the president did not come to the defense of Vice President Mike Pence. She says, "When I tell you I'm angry, it's an understatement. I am so disappointed." And she goes on from there. I have to tell you, do not be surprised if you see more Republicans breaking ties with Donald Trump. There's some thinking within the party and the people I've been talking to that the only way for the Republicans to be successful in 2024 is to break and have a complete break with President Trump and his policies. And the people that I'm talking to inside the Republican Party believe that's the way to go, that there should not be a continuation of the Make America Great Again policies, that we should not be embracing Donald Trump, that Trump should not be out there on the campaign trail, that he needs to go away. This is the line of thinking within the Republican Party. This is what the Republican Party is currently embroiled in. It is a very ugly debate that's underway. And if the Republicans are not careful, they're just going to blow up the whole party here. I mean, you already have the Never Trumpers wanting to go out and start their own party. You have the Trump supporters wanting to go out and start their own party. So now you could have not just a third political party, but you could have four political parties coming out of all of this. It's very, very confusing and very, very dangerous. But we heard Ted Cruz, a couple of days ago. Ted Cruz also distanced himself from the president. Ted Cruz considering a run for the White House in 2024. So this is what we are dealing with right now in the United States of America. This is what we are dealing with. We are looking at people that are right now out to save their own behinds. That's what this is all about. And if that means they have to throw President Trump under the bus, they're going to do that. Now, my question to you is that a winning strategy for Republicans? Will you support someone like Nikki Haley? I mean, Nikki Haley had plenty of times, plenty of opportunities over the years to go out there and condemn President Trump. She could have resigned her position in protest. She could have made a very public statement against the president, but she chose not to do that. And in a way, you have to wonder, why is that? I mean, if she felt that conflicted, if she was going through some sort of a moral crisis because she was associated with President Trump, why did she not resign while President Trump was still in office? Why wait until now? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And again, you can read a lot of the excerpts from this interview she did on toddstarnes.com. But Haley went on to say, and here's another quote, "I know how much people love Donald Trump. I know it. I feel it. Whether it's an RNC room or social media or talking to donors, I can tell you that the love they have for him is still very strong. That's not going to just fall to the wayside." She went on to say, "Nor do I think the Republican Party is going to back to the way it was before Donald Trump. I don't think it should." Instead, Haley argues that what we need to do is take the good that he built, leave the bad that he did, and get back to a place where we can be a good, valuable, effective party. But at the same time, it's bigger than the party. She says, "I hope our country can come together and figure out how we pull this back." So let me ask you, do you think that's a viable option? I mean, are there things the president did that he should not have done? Is there a way to carve a new path forward, as Nikki Haley seems to suggest? And keep in mind, Nikki Haley, when she was governor of South Carolina, was one of the leading people to support the cultural jihad that took down the Confederate flag in the state of South Carolina. So it's going to be fascinating to watch this play out. And I know many of you may be stunned by what I just said, but Nikki Haley is not the last Republican that will abandon this president. It's going to continue to get worse. And the reason why they think if they throw Donald Trump under the bus, it's going to endear them to the mainstream media, and that you guys, all of you Trump supporters out there, are really not going to care because you're going to vote for anybody that has an R after their name. I mean, that's the general line of thinking here. As crazy as that is, that's what the Republicans are going through right now. These are the conversations that are being had right now behind closed doors at RNC headquarters. All right, let's go to the phones here. Lamont from Arkansas kicking off the day. Lamont, hope you're doing good. What do you think about these Republicans?
Oh, man, I am worried about their thought processes. I can't understand how they think that they can throw him under the bus after all the things that we have accomplished. I say he accomplished for us in the last 4 years, and they're going to throw him under the bus. I'll tell you this. In the state of Arkansas, I'm not a campaigner. I have not been real political in a long time. But I am going to help support whoever primaries Tom Cotton, French Hill, Bozeman, and all those guys that are just kind of lackadaisical in what they're supposed to be doing. They're up there. They're supposed to be taking care of things up there. Let me tell you, if the Democrats think right now they need the National Guard because of insurrection through the March 4th date, they haven't seen anything until they impeach President Trump. If they do that, I believe there is going to be a national crisis.
Lamont, I'm telling you right now that this is all about politics, and these Republicans are conniving, and they're looking for a way right now to figure. They want to separate themselves from Donald Trump. And again, if this was something heartfelt, Nikki Haley would have done this years ago. But she did not. She took advantage of the president and his popularity. She embraced the president. And I think she has an obligation at this point to either put up or shut up, as they say.
I got you. I'm with you on that, for sure.
All right, Lamont, appreciate the call. Lamont says Republicans are crazy to distance themselves from President Trump. What say you? We're going to take a quick break. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. Again, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, the former president's attorneys making the case up on Capitol Hill. And I hope they point out the glaring hypocrisy of the Democrats using the same language, the same jargon that the president has used. It's not okay for the president to use it, but it's okay for them to use it. Keep in mind, it was Nancy Pelosi who said the 2016 election was rigged, that there was voter fraud, and she called the president a monster, Donald Trump, a monster. That was Nancy Pelosi questioning the legitimacy of the election back in 2016. So my question is, why hasn't Nancy Pelosi been removed from office? If that, again, is... If that is the big issue, is the language that President Trump was using. All right, let's get back to the phones here. A lot of you folks very upset with Nikki Haley. Let's go to Pam in Moorhead City, North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. All right, Pam, what's on your mind?
I just want to say that I will never, never vote for Nikki Haley for president. In fact, I got real upset with her when she started that cancel culture stuff when she took the flag down in North Carolina, the Confederate flag. I think she kind of opened the door to it. And that's my point.
You know, Pam, she really was one of the early instigators of the cancel culture mob. And I think she was doing it, again, and out of political expediency. As opposed to doing the right thing, she joined the cancel culture mob. I call them culture jihadist. And had that flag removed. But look, that's somewhat ancient history, Pam. But the way she is treating President Trump really says a lot about her character and who she is. She made the decision to join the Trump administration. She knew what she was getting into. And if she had a problem, she never should have accepted the ambassadorship.
That's right. Oh. And people don't forget, you know, not like they think that we do. We don't forget. We remember that stuff. So she needs to think about that.
Well, I don't know what's in the water over in South Carolina, Pam, but clearly a lot of folks turning into establishment Republicans and rhinos in that part of the country. So go figure. Pam, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Got to apologize for the voice today. I'm a little scratchy today, folks. It's not the China virus, but a little slightly under the weather today. All right, let's go to Mike in Arkansas. Hi, Mike. What do you think about Nikki Haley?
Well, I'll tell you, the American people are missing the point in this whole thing. This is all about the Saul Alinsky plan and the other Marxist plans to systematically impoverish and destroy the United States of America, and they're doing it with the Democrat Party, the media, the social media, and the rhinos. And the American people had better wake up, because they are in lockstep and they are winning. What we have to do is gather our thoughts. We need to also get down on our knees and ask for a revival and tell God to help us, because if we don't, the United States of America will never be the same. And these people are going against Trump, one of the best presidents we ever had. I think he'll go down with Lincoln and Washington. You know, he's an everyman president. So what if he says stuff? We all do. He says what we think. And he did more for this country than any president since Reagan. So if the people don't wake up and Google this Saul Alinsky guy, this is going back to the 60s, Hillary Clinton and Obama were kind of tutored by him. And if they don't, we are doomed.
Mike, when you see the Republicans, and look, I agree with everything you just said. I mean, it's all on the line here. So when you hear these stories about people like Nikki Haley and Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney and other Republicans that are going out there and they are either completely repudiating Donald Trump or putting distance between them, what does that tell you about those Republicans?
That tells me that they're against the country. I don't care what they say. They are not Republicans. They're in it for their own gain, and they need to be voted out, removed. And when the election comes in 2022, the Republicans will win the House, and they will win the Senate. And we need to turn around and get some cojones and get rid of these people. Vote them out, just like, you know, the Democrats took it upon themselves to censor Green from Georgia. Well, why can't they do the same thing with Romney and all these other people? Get them out of there. If they don't want to help us, we don't need them.
All right, Mike, you said your piece, and look, I think a lot of folks out there will agree with your assessment of the situation. And we cannot go back to the days of George H.W. Bush, where there really was not that much wiggle room between what it meant to be a Republican and what it meant to be a Democrat. I mean, that's really where we are right now in this country. So, by the way, Politico also reporting that people are very concerned about the president's legal team, and based on what happened a few days ago, they've got a good reason to be concerned. So we're going to see what happens. David Schoen is up on deck today speaking, and we will keep you updated on what happens there. We are monitoring those stories and those developments. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also, Dave Ramsey doubling down. So yesterday, Dave Ramsey made some headlines. He was on Fox News, and he said, hey, look, if that $600 stimulus check is enough money to change your life, you've got bigger problems on your hands. And a lot of people accuse Dave Ramsey of shaming people. But I think Dave Ramsey was just guilty of trying to shine a little bit of truth into the culture. And Ramsey is fighting back. He says that clearly I have upset and melted many snowflakes out there. So Ramsey's not backing down. He is not apologizing. And again, what he said was absolutely correct, and I want to go back and read this to you again. If you really believe $600 is going to change your life, you're an idiot. Ramsey says, look, I've been broke, and I never even thought $600 would change my life back when $600 was a lot of money. Ramsey said that he was not poor-shaming people. He was only pointing out that many people need to improve their financial standing so they won't have to depend on a check from the government. Ramsey says, my point is they're lying to you. They're not really helping you. And, you know, Dave Ramsey is absolutely right. This idea that we have to rely on the government for a handout, this idea that we have to rely on the government for our health care and for our weekly cheese supply and cash to pay our bills, and now the government wants to step in and make sure that we don't have to pay for education. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. As we watch the impeachment trial, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. I hope you're staying warm wherever you are. I have to tell you, our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee, the broadcast bunker, there was a little frost outside and had to use a chisel to open up the mailbox this morning. We got a big ice storm over here, and now they're telling us Grace Baker. Now they're telling us that we could have snow coming up this weekend, and you can actually build a snowman in Memphis, Tennessee. I'd much rather have snow than have the ice. Got to tell you. All right. So anyway, all that to say, I've got a nice cup of hot community coffee here. Those of you watching us on the Facebook live stream. And we're going to make it through the next couple of hours together, having a toasty, warm day together. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ruth on the line. Hi, Ruth. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you today? How are your eyes? You doing well?
The eyes are doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Well, I've been praying for you.
You're very kind. Thank you for that.
You're more than welcome. We need you. We need you on the front line. Well, the reason I'm calling is I listen to very little anymore on the radio or TV because, honestly, I've never had high blood pressure, and I don't intend to get it now. I'm a person, I'll look at things, I want the solution. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to see what we can do to make it right. And so a friend of mine that I helped run for State House, she called me. And the GOP here in Oklahoma was having a meeting on the 27th. And they don't really advertise. They don't really talk about it. It's kind of like under the radar. And you really have to be looking for that information. So what I would challenge my fellow Americans and patriots to do across the country, especially Christians, is to find out that information and network your people and tell them where these meetings are and get involved, because we have to stay on top of these politicians and the schools if we want to save our country. We have to build for now and build for the future. We've got to find these rhinos out and primary them, primary the heck out of them. I mean, run so many good candidates that, you know what, they just have no option but to leave. We've got to do it. We cannot be disengaged ever again. When you have this much power, this much money controlled and concentrated in government, you can never turn your back. And, you know, I saw somebody on Facebook the other day that said, we're trillions of dollars in debt. I said, no, we're not. We're not in debt. We've been robbed, plundered, and raped. They took our money and spent it for their own self-serving interests. They did not spend that money really for Americans. They've been building an empire. A dark empire of financial flush for them. Meantime, challenging Americans to be able to feed their kids, keep their schools open, and just keep their head about them. So I'm saying, if you really love this country, we owe it to over a million people have died to defend it, and we owe it to every one of them that as kids sacrificed their lives so we can live and breathe free. We owe it to them to stand up, and to our kids, and to the future, to protect our liberty, our freedom, and to fight.
And Ruth, look, Ruth, let me jump in here. You've said a lot, and we need to kind of unravel some of this. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Republicans, and I'm speaking to a large swath of this audience, we really have no one else to blame for this but ourselves. We're the ones who keep voting for these people year in and year out. And this goes back to a much bigger problem, and we talked about this a few days ago on the program. Many of you only get involved in Republican politics on Election Day when you go and vote. It doesn't work like that. You've got to get involved in the grassroots ground operation in your communities. You've got to be the one that will get involved, volunteer, maybe even consider putting your name out there as a viable candidate. And if you don't do that, folks, then you got nobody else to blame but yourself. But I'm telling you, all you folks in Kentucky, you really think that Mitch McConnell was going to change his stripes? Do you really think that was going to happen? All you folks out there in Wyoming, it looks as though you guys were shocked at what Liz Cheney did. But she's been telling us what she was going to do. So you've got an opportunity to fix that coming up in the midterms in 2022. Ruth, thanks for the call. Let's go to Georgia. Cooper on the line. Hi, Cooper. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on. So I just saw an article from CNN that said Nikki Haley criticizes Trump and says he has no future in the GOP. It scares me to think that there's so many people that are going to let somebody like her, a neocon, a Bush conservative, take over our movement, most consequential movement in political history in America. Who is going to be the true heir to the America First movement that if we have any say in it?
Well, you know, that's a fair question, Cooper, and I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out. Some people think that maybe President Trump will run again in 2024. Others are suggesting maybe Don Jr. might be that heir. I don't know. What say you?
Well, you know, I spent my summer knocking doors. It was my very first job. I worked for Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I think that she is a fine character, and she, somebody like her that's fighting in Congress right now, I think, or a Madison Cawthorn out of North Carolina. We need good, strong, younger conservatives. We can't go back to the days of Bush because that's not electable.
You know, I like where you're going with this, but again, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she's a freshman in Congress, as is Cawthorn, and I do think we need some experience up on Capitol Hill. You know, I would look at somebody like a Jim Jordan, or maybe somebody, you know, if not a Jim Jordan, perhaps Mark Meadows or someone like that. So it's hard to say, but I don't think that putting Madison Cawthorn as the next president of the United States is a good idea for Republicans. I think we have to be smart, Cooper, about who we look to.
Well, I agree, and I think that we're going to have, in the next 10 years, we can look at candidates like that. But right now, for 2024, I think our goal should be either putting another Trump in the White House, or President Trump himself back in the White House, or a viable candidate like Jim Jordan, who's probably the best congressman we have right now, and possibly looking at Ted Cruz, because he really came around to the America First movement. But I think it's just so important that we do not slip up and let the party fall back in the hands of the establishment.
I think the worst thing that could possibly happen is what you just said, Cooper. And I think that we have to be smart, and we have to be involved, and we've got to make sure that we get out there and we make our strength known to these establishment Republicans who control the party. Cooper, good call. Thank you for listening, and give us a holler back one of these days. So Cooper from Georgia asked a pretty good question. Who do you think the heir is? Who is the heir to the Trump Make America Great Again movement? Is it Don Jr.? Is it Ted Cruz? Is it Jim Jordan? Is there someone else out there? Maybe Kristi Noem out of South Dakota? I really like her, and I think that she could make a viable candidate, maybe even as early as 2024. Strong leadership in the governor's mansion there. Who do you think that person is? 844-747-8868. Again, our toll-free number, 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break here. ToddStearns.com is our website. And, folks, during the commercial break, I want you to do me a favor. We have been very supportive of MyPillow.com, our good friend Mike Lindell. And this man, I have never seen a man face so much hate and vitriol, aside from Donald John Trump. Mike Lindell is a great American patriot. He is a fellow believer in our Lord. He has seen his life radically transformed by God's grace. He has created one of the most incredible companies. He employs 2,500 American workers, and they make one heck of a great pillow and mattress topper, if I do say so myself. And we need to do our part to help Mike Lindell. And here's what I want you to do. We have some great special offers, and they are exclusive to the Todd Starnes radio program. So if you use my promo code, which is my last name, Starnes, when you go to purchase your pillows or your mattress toppers, you're going to get a lot of great discounts, and you're going to get a lot of free stuff. I think it's a buy one, get one free pillow special. Amazing products. I use them. I endorse them. But more importantly, I just like Mike Lindell. You know, the guy just says what's on his mind. He doesn't care about the cancel culture, and we've got to do our part to make sure the cancel culture mob does not cancel Mike Lindell. You know what they want to have? This is what they want to see happen. They want those 2,500 workers to be out of jobs. That's what they want. They want to shut him down, and we're not going to let him do that. So if you, during the break, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS, and get yourself some great pillows. And do your part to help our good friend Mike Lindell. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Oh, now, this is an interesting story. Yesterday, we told you about Gina Carano. She's one of the co-stars of the big Disney Plus show, Mandalorian. And she was fired from Lucasfilm because she dared to compare what was happening to Republicans and Trump supporters in America to what happened to the Jews in Nazi Germany. And as I pointed out on yesterday's program, I mean, it's very clear comparisons here. It is frightening when you examine this, when you study what was happening in the 1930s in Germany and compare that to what's happening right here in the United States of America. It's unbelievable. Now, the other great irony here, and this is just bizarre, but there was another cast member who also wrote something about a comparison to the Nazis, comparing a Trump administration border policies to the Nazis. Now, that guy still has a job over at Disney because apparently that's okay. You're allowed to have your own personal opinion at Disney, provided it is a leftist ideology. That's okay. But if you are a conservative female Trump supporter, all of a sudden you got to keep your mouth shut. Go make me a sandwich, baby. I mean, that's what they say over at Disney World if you are a conservative woman. So this is, and again, this is not the first scandal that Disney has been embroiled in. I mean, I have never seen, they have hired so many pedophiles. I mean, do they not do background checks on these people? It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like infested with pedophilia over at Disney World. And I have my suspicions as to why, but I'll save that for another day. So anyway, now word comes out that the Daily Wire, this is from the Daily Wire, that Gina Caruso, Carano, is going to be doing a project with this new film company that the Daily Wire has started up. And I want to read to you some items here. This just came out a few moments ago. Carano and the Daily Wire partnering to produce and star in an upcoming film that's exclusively for Daily Wire members. We don't know what that is, but she's excited about it. And Carano released a statement, said, "I'm sending out a direct message of hope to everyone living in fear of cancellation by the totalitarian mob. I have only just begun using my voice, which is now freer than ever before, and I hope it inspires others to do the same. They can't cancel us if we don't let them." And she's absolutely right. Good for you, Gina Carano. Good for you, ma'am. And she's got a point there, folks. We can stand up to the mob or we can bow down to the mob. It's a choice. It's a choice every single one of us we're going to have to make. And all of you folks out there, you think this is limited to Hollywood? You think this is only limited to outspoken conservatives? Well, you better guess again, because they're coming after every single one of us. That's one of the reasons I bought this broadcasting company. I'm not going to let one of the major corporate radio empires dictate what I say and do on this radio program. Not going to do it. That's just not how we operate. And I feel bad because there are a lot of conservative talk show hosts out there and their hands are tied. The big corporations tell them what they can and what they cannot say. And that's unfortunate. But not here at Starnes Media Group, the parent company that produces this national talk radio program. And we're going to stand alongside and we're not going to abandon these people. We're not cutting and running with Mike Lindell. We're going to stand alongside him. He's been a friend of ours. He's been a supporter of this program. We're going to support him. I'm a big fan of the Mandalorian, but you know what? I'm more keen on standing alongside Gina Carano. So I'm sort of excited to see what whatever movie she's going to come up with the folks over at the Daily Wire. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868, Danny in Eastern Arkansas. All right, Danny, what's on your mind?
Todd, I think I got a way to stop 90% of this cancel culture.
we need half the people in the United States are conservatives, Republicans. We need a list, somebody like you to put out a list of people that are firing these people, taking their products out of stores, because personally, I won't ever shop with them again. If we start getting in their pocket, and the people that support BLM, if we don't believe in their values and stuff, we need to have enough people quit shopping with them, and then we need you to come out and tell us how much business we cost them, and they'll stop this stuff, Todd. Thank you.
Danny, thank you for listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. And you know what? That's a great idea that Danny has. Maybe we should consider doing something like that, putting together some sort of a master list of companies, of businesses that are funding this cancel culture movement. Maybe that's a good idea. One of the things that I just try to do personally in my own life, and again, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but I try to shop locally as much as possible, and I try to shop at places that share my values. You know, when I moved back to Memphis, I was I needed some paintings, put together, some framed, and some photographs framed. So I went out there, and believe it or not, I found a frame company that happened to be owned by conservatives here in Memphis, and I went over there, and I did a lot of business with those folks. Whenever, you know, I've got a list here in Memphis of restaurants that are owned by conservatives, and not only do they provide delicious meals, but they also share my values. Now, look, that's not going to happen all the time. I mean, you're not going to be able to totally remove yourself from that leftist culture. But I like Danny's thinking here. I like that. And you know what? We're going to talk to our team. Danny, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to my team. And we're going to try to put together just a standing page on toddstearns.com, and we will provide you the list of companies that are left-leaning, that are supporting the cancel culture movement. But better than that, we're also going to start listing some of the companies that share our values so that you can start doing business with those folks as well. All right, hang tight, everybody. We got Peggy in Illinois. Don't go anywhere. We got to take a break for the news. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.